We had a patient present in one of our Meet the Professor sessions recently, which is not a rare case and a very common question that oncologists want to ask, of a woman who just got married, never had a child, had a node negative tumor, the size was enough to normally would have received chemotherapy, who was going from oncologist to oncologist, trying to find someone who would give her therapy with hormones, because she did have an ER positive tumor, who was comfortable not giving her chemotherapy because she was willing to accept an increased risk of relapse for the possibility of improved fertility. In patients like that, how do you present the option of chemotherapy, and are there chemotherapeutic regimens that seem to have preserved fertility more effectively that you might consider?
I think that the best information we have is that the friendliest regimen that we have with respect to producing permanent amenorrhea is probably AC. Four cycles of AC is the regimen that's been around long enough to have some accumulated experience, and in aggregate, AC chemotherapy produces less amenorrhea than CMF. And that, for the moment, is about all that we can say, except that there's a little bit of evidence now based on the ASCO presentations that taxanes may make the amenorrhea rates go up even more.
Right.
So the regimen that is among the standards that we use that I think is the least likely to produce amenorrhea is AC. The question comes up as to whether the methotrexate fluorouracil regimen, or MF, would be less likely to produce amenorrhea than AC.